This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several people are known dead as suicide drones hit Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters use cutting equipment to clear debris and water hoses to put out a smoldering building. Waves of explosive-laden suicide drones had struck Ukraine's capital late Sunday night, the blasts echoing across the city, setting buildings ablaze and sending people rushing to shelters. Exactly how many drones nose-dived into the capital isn't immediately clear. Drones used in the attack appear to include Iranian-made Shaheds, while previous Russian airstrikes on Kyiv were mostly with missiles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators still trying to figure out why somebody killed six men in Northern California. A suspect is under arrest. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden says 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was arrested Saturday before dawn as he drove through the streets.
We are sure we stopped another killing.
It was tips that led police to follow Brownlee.
He was on a mission to kill. He was out hunting.
The killings in Stockton and Oakland began in July by a man seen on video wearing black. The victims ambushed and shot as they walked. I'm Julie Walker.
Kanye West, now known as Ye, is offering to buy right-wing social network Parler after being booted off Twitter and Instagram for anti-Semitic posts. Price not revealed. The deal would be completed in the fourth quarter. China says it'll increase coal production through 2025 as it tries to avoid a repeat of power shortages it wrestled with last year. There are warnings that this adds to setbacks in efforts to cut climate-changing carbon emissions from the biggest global source. This is AP News. The Gates Foundation wants to end polio worldwide. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
In an announcement Sunday at the World Health Summit in Berlin, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $1.2 billion to help implement the Global Polio Eradication Initiative strategy through 2026. The goal is to end the polio virus in Pakistan and Afghanistan, the last two endemic countries. The group is also working to make national health systems stronger so countries are better prepared for future health threats. I'm Shelley Adler.
Credit Suisse has agreed to pay $495 million as part of a settlement with the U.S. over a years-long dispute tied to mortgage-backed securities, an investment vehicle that played a central role in the 2008 financial crisis. That deal just announced this morning by the New Jersey Attorney General. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.